I choose laughter over tears. For one thing, there's far less cleaning up to do afterward.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of my favorite sitcoms is undoubtedly Hogan's Heroes. My daughter won the complete set, and we found ourselves watching and grinning at the buffoon Colonel Klink and laughing at the inept 300-pound Sergeant of the Guard, Schultz. This sitcom, which ran from 1965 to 1971, was set deep in German territory in a fictional POW camp for captured Allied airmen. The Nazis, of course, are made to look like bumbling doofuses. The prisoners can leave and return at will via a network of secret tunnels. They are aided by the incompetence of the camp commandant, Colonel Klink, and of course Schultz, who is always aware that the prisoners are carrying out mischief, but deliberately ignores it on constant threats of being banished to the Russian front. "I know nothing," says Schultz. "I hear nothing. I see nothing." Well, as you might suspect, the show was controversial. A few felt it trivialized the suffering of real-life POWs. Ironically, the actors who played the four major German roles were all Jewish. They had faced discrimination and anti-Semitism and responded not just with dignity, but with great humor. Part of the key to coping amid life's horrors, my World War II veteran father told me and showed me, was to find a way to laugh. Rabbi Reuven Bulka believes that humor is one of the most effective ways of confronting adversity, especially when we have little control over it. By laughing at our fate, he explains, it is as if we are stepping out of a situation and looking at it from a distance. In Jewish humor, comedy and tragedy are often intertwined. Much Jewish humor reflects the history of a people determined to thrive despite overwhelming odds. One Jewish joke tells of a Jew who falls into a lake. Unable to swim, he screams, "Help! Save me!" His calls are ignored by the soldiers, so he yells, "Down with the Tsar!" The soldiers immediately jump in, yank him from the water, and haul him off to prison, alive. In a real German prison camp near the end of World War II, the captives built a makeshift radio, risking severe punishment, even death, to receive welcome news broadcasts from afar. One day came the glorious news that the German high command had surrendered, ending this long and bitter war that had seen an estimated 60 million die. But a communications breakdown kept the news from reaching the German guards. As word spread swiftly from prisoner to prisoner, a loud celebration broke out. As hope dawned, they began to sing. They waved at the confused guards, laughed at the German shepherd dogs, and shared jokes over their meager meals. On the fourth day, they awoke to find that all the guards had fled, leaving the gates unlocked. The war was over. The time of waiting had come to an end. I'm a Christian, the kind you'd like to hang out with, I think. The kind who has spent some time imprisoned by difficulty, by, among other things, the death of five immediate family members in one year. People ask how we've managed to survive. Well, laughter helps, but there's something far deeper. For now, we linger on seeing through a glass darkly, the Bible says. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist, but it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing Him directly, just as He knows us. I don't have easy answers, but I have hope. It comes from the belief that a better day is not far from here, a day when all my question marks will be straightened into exclamation points, a day when, to paraphrase Sergeant Schultz, I will know and see everything.
Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.org and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter